allowing legislators and local government officials to make the decision of how best to utilize these resources to help their communities. You may recall that Johnson & Johnson was part of a national resolution with attorneys general all across the country back in 2021. I rejected that settlement back in 2021. As a result of rejecting the national settlement and doing our own litigation, and my legal team I'll introduce here briefly in a moment, as a result of doing our own litigation, today's resolution improves on that deal by over $24 million for resources to go to abating the opioid epidemic. We're one of three states, by the way, that rejected the national deal and did better as a result. Moreover, and this is important, this deal that we have delivers those resources to policymakers much faster, which means we can start using these resources to combat the crisis.